Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, our lovely audience. You are with Jeff and Mitch in the studio with School of Rock.
Welcome back, guys. It's a beautiful day in Kitchener-Waterloo.
Couldn't really ask for a better day to have our last show, could you, Jeff?
Nope. Can't at all. It's kind of a sad day, though, that we're kind of winding down.
It is a little sad. But it's been good, you know.
It's been a fun ride.
Fun little hangouts every week in the studio, a couple guest spots, and just been nice. Like last year I had a crazy school schedule, but like throwing this in the mix once a week, it was great. And so if there's any other students listening that still go to Laurier, would recommend maybe putting a show together, have some fun with a buddy or two.
Sure.
It's been great.
It's not really a burden whatsoever. Like I kind of enjoyed coming into the studio every Tuesday to put together a soundtrack. And we've had some great times in here. Had some lovely people coming on the show to help support us, and couldn't ask for a better way to end the term.
Yeah, and so today we just picked out some of our radio favorites from all over the place. Lots of household name artists and songs for kind of everybody to enjoy.
We keeping it secret though in terms of the artists.
Yeah, I don't know. Not too secret. I mean, we got guys like Tom Petty on the list here, mm-hmm. some Bruce Springsteen, and some kind of just mainstream hits.
A lot of big names, yep. But it's
a good kind of in the mood for that today.
Me too. Yeah. Right? Kind of with a banger, right?
Kind of last one. End up with a few rock hits, and it should be good. So I guess we'll just play the first song.
Yep. End on a high note here, but yeah.
All right, team. Well, here's your first one coming at you. This is The Cars.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for that. I know for our loyal fans, we had some Spotify issues in the past, and we're currently having one now. Mitch is attempting to fix this problem, but please bear with us in the meantime, because I don't know, we've had some tough luck throughout the term, having some technical difficulties in the studio, and the same thing keeps happening, where we can't play the song, but we're going to shut down, restart, and reboot, so we can bring you guys some lovely music.
Sorry about that, we tested it before the show started, but stupid fucking computer.
What can you do, really, right?
Yeah, what can you do?
Fuck. All right.
How's exams going, Jeff?
Well, not so bad. I'm done one of my classes. I got exams on the... Now what the hell's going on with the computer here?
Oh my God.
Okay. Sorry. That kind of scared me a little bit. Jeez. But yeah, everything's going good. Exam the 12th and the 18th. So pretty spread out.
Nice.
How about you?
Yeah. Got three exams left. Project due tomorrow. That's just kind of hanging over our heads. Stupid report. Group work. Bullshit that I'm ready to just not have to deal with ever again.
What accounting courses?
My group members aren't good. I'm working with some solid, studs, but like just the worst having to organize and get together. What am I working on?
What course is this?
I don't even want to tell you. It's so boring.
Some accounting one?
Yeah. Some accounting.
Don't blame you.
But do you have any plans for the holidays? Are you just going home, hanging out?
I'm doing a little ski trip to Sutton in Quebec the 27th. Nice. And I think I'm there till like the 1st of January. So getting a lot of skiing in. And honestly, guys, skiing is a pretty expensive sport, but I got into it for pretty cheap. You don't need all the new equipment. I literally went on Kijiji, bought a pair of skis and boots, like decently new. $140.
And you tackled what? Some Costco sales too?
Yeah, tackled some Costco sales. There was a helmet and goggles. I think I got both for like $80, which was a steal.
Absolute steal.
All I needed is some poles, which I'm going to get used off Kijiji or anyways. And there we go. I got the whole setup for probably, just over $200.
Nice. Well, it looks like our music's back. So we're going to try this again. So here is The Doors. Enjoy, team. All right, and we're back after some banging tracks.
Some excellent songs there.
That was to open us up. Were The Cars? I said The Doors. I think initially, which was just brain burp. and then there's a little AC/DC and some Bruce Springsteen. So we're keeping it big radio hits today to kind of close out our show.
Mm-hmm. Kind of going out with a bang. But we're just talking about Mitch. What was the artist that you said you were recommending to me a second ago?
You were saying that one of our buddies was talking about good storyteller musicians. Mm-hmm. What did he say? He said Bruce Springsteen.
Tom Petty, and The Hip.
And The Hip. And kind of saying they were storytellers, and I agree. And I think it's because they're able to, like, tell stories that relate to their audience, like their musical audience, so they feel like a personal connection with them. And then we kind of segued, and I asked Jeff if he's heard of Rye Cooter or listened to him, the artist, and he's like,
no.
From the States, Southern, like same era as kind of John Lee Hooker and stuff.
Okay.
Anyways, I said it because in one of the songs in Grace 2 by The Hip, you know, Gord Downie says, "And get Rye Cooter to sing my eulogy." Like, that's one of the songs.
Okay.
Rye Cooter, that's the guy he references. So I'd never heard of him, but I was over at my buddy Nick's place, and his dad was playing us some Rye Cooter from the soundtrack.
That's
in
Hunter's Meridian, is it not? Get so and so.
Oh yeah, sorry. Hunter's Meridian, not Grace 2.
Okay.
Hunter's Meridian, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's Rye
Cooter. I remember
Cooter.
That line.
That's him.
Okay.
And he's playing. I had no idea, but it's some amazing like Southern rock bluegrass stuff, that maybe I'll play.
We'll have to dive into that later. Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quite good. So, anybody who was curious as to who Rye Cooter was being referenced in the Hip song Hunter's Meridian, this is the guy we're talking about.
Now you
about.
Know.
Go look him up. He's fantastic.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
And we'll keep it going with our list of fantastic songs today. We're looking at some good Americana come up next, some solid American bands.
Can't wait. Let's
Not
get it
Not a whole lot to say
going.
About that, but yeah, we'll just get it going for you. Back after three in a row, some solid American bands there.
I think the Kings are Canadian. Correct
are they?
If I'm wrong.
Let's find out.
Pretty sure they're Canadian. I don't know anything else about them, like in terms of any other songs.
Oh yeah,
though.
You're right. In Ontario.
Oh really? No way.
1979. Well,
79.
Shame on me for not knowing that.
Yeah. Wow. Very cool. Very cool.
But yeah, that's a great song. I was just talking about this beat goes on. So the song that song Switching to Glide is on by the Kings. It's the second song on the album, and the first one, the first song before it is called This Beat Goes On, and it just continues into the next song. So it's like two separate songs recorded as one. So that's why it kind of starts abruptly at the beginning, but it's pretty good. I like when bands do that.
Must've been a long song, really. Jeez.
It was only like, that one's only 2.5 minutes. The first one's only three, so it's
oh, okay.
And a half.
Oh, they could have threw the two together, but oh well.
Not too long. And so before that, we had John Cougar Mellencamp.
John Cougar.
And Boston, More Than a Feeling.
Yeah, John Cougar's got a number of good songs. Herzog is probably his most popular.
He's a big cottage song guy for me. Like,
yeah? Well, yeah, all the radio stations
were always really popular
for
our crowd. Like Jack and Diane. Hurt So Good. A couple other ones.
Yeah. I'm thinking of
Small Town.
Yeah, Small Town, but also another good, like, I don't know, guy that reminds me of John Mellencamp would be like Tom Cochran, like the kind of Canadian version of John Mellencamp. But he's got a number of good like cottage songs.
Do you like Kim Mitchell?
I do.
Yeah, I'm a big Kim Mitchell fan too.
Like top of my head, like I like Patio Lanterns a lot. I think that's like a
Go for
a
Soda.
Yeah, it's for Go for a Soda too.
Yeah,
those two are like timeless
They're
summer
jokes.
Songs you'd hear on like your local radio.
But it's
station.
Like yeah, it's I feel like it's sort of small town like Barrie, like cottage. I don't know. I don't hear Kim Mitchell anywhere else unless I'm kind of north.
Yeah, so, north
like the odd time on the radio station. But typically, I find it's most popular in the summer on sort of like Barrie radio stations.
I always hear Patio Lanterns on the Moose, which is like the North Kawartha. Radio station.
Yeah. So that's what kind of what
just
I mean.
Like, yeah, like that timeless intro riff, right? Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's a good,
but
that's good stuff.
Yeah, it's timeless summer songs, really. And we might continue with some of the good tunes. What do we have up next, Mitch?
Well, yeah, we'll keep it going. Another mix. We're keeping it pretty North American today. Actually, we had a little Australia in there with AC/DC, but
right,
do you know they're from Australia?
I did. Not many people actually do know that.
I know.
But, found in Australia, lead singer died, and then it was Brian Johnson who kind of filled in.
No, he's the original.
No.
Swear Brian Johnson's the original.
I swear, you can look this up right now.
Okay, we'll do some research on the song.
And then Brian Johnson took over.
I don't believe you.
All right.
But
he died early on. Okay.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
Okay.
Check it out. Anyway, so yeah, coming up next up, we got a little Tom Petty, followed by some Colin James. She's a good girl. Great tune by Steve Miller Band there. And that was Tom Petty and Colin James prior to that one. I feel like we've played that song five long years several times on the show. But like, it doesn't get old for me.
It's always a request from me. I don't know why, but that's just always been one of my favorite songs.
Dude, it's just such a, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to say it.
Timeless, like the saxophone.
So good.
Come on. And then what is it? What's the other one? Fly Like an Eagle always reminds me of Space Jam.
I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say, yeah, Space Jam, Michael Jordan in the, what part in the movie do they play that at?
I think it's not when he shows up and he's like just like scrimmaging in front of all the Looney Tunes. Like when he walks in the gym and he's like, let's get going.
Yeah, he's like, it's time to go.
Like he's practicing with them like for the first time after like the kind of, I don't know why I remember this so vividly.
Oh, yeah, they clean the gym.
Yeah, the spit shine.
And then they get his shoes from his house. He's wearing golf shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like, well, it's time to play basketball.
And then that song comes on, which is, oh my God, that's such a good song.
Yeah. Okay, but, yeah, cool. I thought
are they remaking that movie? I heard so many rumors that LeBron was going to.
I mean, like they've been hinting at it. There's been sort of leak advertisements with like a picture of a locker room with L. James and then B. Bunny, E. Fudd, and like all these
characters.
Or producer names. I don't know which. But
that's so funny.
It's pretty cool. Like I'll go see it for sure.
I would too, man. It's just like a piece of our childhood, right?
That was plus, it's kind of cool because like we saw it. And, like, we know it now, what, you know, it having Michael Jordan, who at the time was, like, the best basketball player.
True.
But then it also had all these, like, insane stars, like Larry Bird, Muggsy Bogues, like Patrick Ewing, these huge NBA stars, at the time. And so I'm excited to see who else they incorporate from, like, today's NBA, if they do it.
Oh, that's true, because
like
they
what other players and, like, what comedians. So they had, like, Bill Murray in the last one, and among others. So, like, there's so many, like, other aspects
Bill
besides
Murray,
Michael
Jordan. He kills me, Bill Murray.
That I'm, like, excited to see what they do with it.
I wonder what comedians. I hope, like, somehow incorporate, like, someone kind of like a Bill Murray into, like, the new movie if they do.
Who would you... Who do you think would fit into... Like, I mean, we don't know the storyline at all or anything, but, like...
It could be...
Who could be a friend...
Michael Scott
of
The Office.
No, who could be a friend of LeBron James, like, in real life that would play a similar role? So, like, I feel like in real life, Larry Bird, MJ, and Bill Murray probably hung out.
That's a good point. I'm trying to think. Who do you think would be, like, he played, remember Newman in the, what's his name again?
In
Michael Jordan's, like, assistant. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I can't remember.
Him.
He's
who,
Newman. Newman,
who would be, like, that equivalent if they came out with a new movie?
Like a bumbling... Maybe, like, maybe Jonah Hill. But
maybe, like, Jack Black?
Someone more spazzy. Oh, Jack Black could be... Yeah.
I don't
he's
know.
A little old for that now, I think.
Yeah, it could be Jack Black. I hope it's, like, yeah, maybe
like,
Jonah
I feel
Hill.
Like maybe somebody like Michael Cera could maybe play, like, maybe an awkward version.
Who's
or
Michael,
less.
Michael?
He's in Knocked... No, sorry, he's in with Jonah Hill.
True. Yeah.
And Seth Rogen in the freaking movie Superbad.
Yeah. God. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
Could very well be.
I don't know. There's like a lot of possibilities, but I guess we can't really speculate a whole lot.
We gotta wait and see.
It's fun to speculate.
Hopefully,
though.
It is fun to speculate.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
are we winding down the show now, or
what do we got left here?
Yeah.
Let's just have a look. See.
Do-do-do-do.
I don't know. I don't think we have to wind down just yet. Actually, well, we got a couple songs left, so you know, may as well say goodbyes. Unfortunately,
yeah. How many teams we got left here? We got
couple good songs left, but you know, they take up a little bit of time there.
But all right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Like, bottom of my heart, really did enjoy my time here at Radio Laureate. It was an absolute pleasure. Even with you, Mitch, at the beginning, and then without you, but then we had to come back on the show. So it's been a blast, and honestly. Just had a great ride in general. I can't complain.
For anybody listening right now, we appreciate you guys tuning in. Mm-hmm. Even if it wasn't every week, just a couple episodes here and there. Obviously, we appreciate tuning in. There's no way for us to tell that you've been listening, but in our heads, you know, we're just picturing people there. So thanks a lot for being with us on Mondays last year and then Tuesdays this year.
Shout out to Nick Krasinski.
Yeah, Kraz.
For stepping in last winter.
Yeah.
While I was away, and then Connor McKeon being our guest a couple times this semester and filling in for me actually once, so thanks a lot. But yeah, it's been so much fun.
It's kind of an end of an era, really, like School of Rock at Radio Laureate. We started it back a year and a half ago, and now we're kind of coming to the end of a little chapter.
September 2017.
Yeah, we've had some fun on this show for sure.
And our buddy Tyler, who is always tuning in. Letting us know how our sound quality.
You know what? I'm going to swear once on the show. Tyler says, give me a fucking shout out before you sign off. All in caps. So he's pretty pissed.
To his credit, though, he does deserve a shout out. He's always telling us about what our sound quality is like, if we sound like shit or what. So.
Year and a half, he finally gets a shout out. Sorry, yeah, I keep screaming in the mic here.
Sorry. Yeah, these are good mics. These are like brand new mics from
Tyler Pratt. Used to them, but, there you go.
there he goes the name. Okay, but yeah, no, just thanks to everybody, and hopefully some other Terry's, you know, put on a new show and keep this kind of
So I'm getting some heat from Ty here, because we have a 40 second delay here, and he's like, says, Jeff, you better say my fucking name, I know you see this message, you're shouting out what Nick with the F? Connor, oh my God, chilling me at this point.
It's on a delay. He doesn't realize this is on a delay. So he's just freaking out a little bit.
Oh, he's going to lose his mind once he hears all of this.
Yeah.
But Ty, here's your shout out.
We're
going to
say goodbye. So thanks for listening, everybody. And it's been great.
Thanks again, guys.
We'll leave you with a couple of fantastic songs. And goodbye and good night.
Rock on.